Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass. It's Jeff's feeling that spending time in God's Word and then talking with Him each day will help you weather the storms of life. Here's Jeff.
Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. They speak idly, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaks proud things, who have said, "With our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us?" For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he yearns. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. You shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked prowl on every side, when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today with heavy hearts. People all around us have lost control of their tongues. Profanity in speech rages everywhere. We are astounded to hear young children speak words of incredible profanity. Speech within our media has become intolerably profane. Their goal is to desensitize us to the vulgarity of profanity, so that it becomes the norm. Why have we become so vulgar and profane, Lord? What has happened to the decency and honor of speech? It seems to have vanished. Lord, you have told us through Matthew's pen that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We have become a vulgar and profane people. The hearts of the people are filled with vulgarity and profanity which flows unobstructed and unhindered from their lips. Lord, their hearts are not regenerate. They don't know you, and they will give an account for every idle word. Father, we pray for the vulgar and the profane in speech, that your Spirit would touch their ears, that they would listen to the words proceeding from their mouths. Convict them of what they are hearing. Cause them to realize that such speech does not come from you, but from the adversary. Impress upon their hearts the words of the psalmist. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. For the heart of man to speak the pure words of God, it must first be regenerate. It must be converted from the world to God, and that can only happen through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, your Holy Spirit is the surgeon who can carve out of every man the stony heart of rebellion and replace it with a soft, pliable heart of flesh. Father, reconcile to yourself every heart that does not know you as God and your Son Jesus Christ. Glorify yourself, Lord, by drawing the lost heart to knowledge of your Son Jesus Christ through the pages of Scripture. Reveal to that lost heart, Lord, the sinfulness of man, the love which you have for all mankind, and your willingness to reconcile all to yourself, even today. Lord, move in the hearts of the people to confess with their mouths the Lord Jesus, and believe in their hearts that God has raised him from the dead, assuring them that they will be saved. We pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
This has been A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by the Hand in the Storm Ministries, P.O. Box 53559, San Jose, California, 95153. The website is thehandinthestorm.org. Our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. And thank you for spending these few minutes with us. And know that your generosity in supporting this ministry will be used to the honor and glory of God.